Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You were talking about, Steve, servants. Mm. Servants of God, talk to us, man. Yeah. What's the Lord showing you?
Well, I've just been digging in through the bait of Satan and letting God dig through me and getting the pride out of my life. And it's just this
book. The bait of Satan, that's a book from...
This is the book by John Bevere.
And John Bevere.
I read through this book and it was just like, there was just so much in it. And when I was getting to the end of it, I'm like, man, I just want to go through it again. And, totally answer prayer at the end. John Bevere has like a daily devotional, and each day he goes back through a section of the book and then picks out pieces of it. And it's just powerful. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning of the book, we revisit the life of Joseph. And when God's speaking to you about pride, there's nothing more humbling than when you are going through a life of Joseph who lived a life of humility. Mm. And God was just convicting me when I thought about how so many people wronged him. And it was like, I was getting offended at what they did to Joseph, you know?
How did you do that to Joseph?
And it was like reading that the story, and it's not just a story. I mean, like, these things really happened, and the injustices that were done to Joseph were just horrible. And it was just like, how could they?
Yeah.
And as I continued reading, and this is in The Bait of Satan by John Bevere, and just listening to the things that were done to Joseph, this is what John Bevere writes. He says, let's see how Joseph would fare in our churches today. And that's who we're talking to. We're talking to the church. He says, if he were like most of us, do you know what he would be doing? Plotting revenge. He would comfort himself with such thoughts as, when I get my hands on them, I'll kill them. I'll kill them for what they've done to me. They're going to pay for this. But if Joseph had actually had this attitude, God would have left him in that dungeon to rot. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the story, Joseph was taken to prison because of a false accusation, and he was in prison for 2 years. But because he was humble, there was a time when he was taken out of that prison. So God says God would have left him in that dungeon to rot. That's because if he had gotten out of prison with this motive of getting justice or getting back, he would have killed the heads of 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel. Mm. This would include Judah, from whose lineage Christ would descend. Mm. And at that I stopped and I was like, wait a second. I'm like, these are the 12 tribes of Judah. These are his brothers. And that's exactly
12 tribes of Israel.
I'm sorry, yes, 12 tribes of Israel. And then John Bevere continues. He says, yes, the ones who treated Joseph so wickedly were the patriarchs of Israel. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I just stopped, and God just gripped me. He says, I want you to think about this. He says, mankind, and this is what I was asking, and this is what God said to me. He said, mankind is my pottery wheel that I will use to shape and form you. It is my instrument to perfect you. Does it really matter who's alongside you, regardless of their status in the world? And it's just like, the patriarchs of Israel, his brothers at that time, were being used to shape Joseph. And when you read in Jeremiah 25, God talks about using Nebuchadnezzar to shape Judah because they were being rebellious to God's ways. And God used Nebuchadnezzar to bring injustice, to bring hardship, to bring destruction. But then also he corrected and he destroyed Nebuchadnezzar for bringing hardship against Judah. And God just reminded me about that scripture of, you know, we being the clay, Do we question the potter? And it's in Romans 9. And Romans 9:16, it says, you know, does the clay talk back to the one who formed him? And it's just like, we have to submit ourselves to the one who's forming us. Mm. We have to submit ourselves knowing the fact that God's in control. And it's just like thinking about Jesus. In Hebrews 5:7, it says, during the day of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Are we submitting to that control of God working on us in our lives? And it continues on in verse 8. He says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Joseph learned obedience from what he suffered.
Can you imagine that all that offense, if he would have get caught up, goes to show me, as you're sharing all this, Steve, is that we can't be so quick to be offended because you know what? We're actually could be offended. We're actually being offended with what God is using.
Exactly.
You know, listen, it all depends who you catch. Some people, you caught the 12 tribes of Israel on a bad day, in a bad season, but they became the 12 tribes. And you know what? That was when they offended, and then God did something in their life. Mm. Listen, you're not going to be free from offending someone. You know, you're at some point in your life, you will offend somebody. So with the same measure that you want to receive, you got to receive others and realize that, wait a second, the bigger picture is not about what somebody horizontally did to me, but the big picture is that God allowed them to do it to me. God, what do you want to do in my life? We're talking about offense, and Steve, you're talking about John Bevere's book, The Bait of Satan, and he brings up an interesting point that, you know, Joseph had so much in his life to be offended over.
Yeah.
He was done wrong every which way. If he was done wrong, he was done wrong. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And the natural response in the flesh would be to be upset, retaliate, off with their heads. But while he was sitting in that prison for being wrongly accused, I mean, think about it. If you're wrongly accused, there's some sort of justification that wells up in yourself. There's a pride that rises up that says, I didn't do nothing. I don't deserve this. It's like, that word deserve is like, let's not even, are we mentioning the word deserve? Mm-hmm. It's like, if we really start talking about what we do deserve, that's not going to be a pretty story. And you don't deserve this because maybe you didn't do this, but did you get caught for everything else that you did? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, out of all of that, what Joseph had to realize, and all of us that get offended, what we need to realize is that, you know what? Couple things. One is that obviously God, who is in charge of the entire universe, everything that happens to us is Father filtered and goes right through his hands.
Yeah. Yep.
God could have stopped it, but he didn't. And if God allowed it, instead of trying to get upset, bent out of shape, letting your heart get bitter and revengeful, understand, try to find the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is, God, what are you saying to me about me through all of this?
What are you doing right now?
And what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
You know, because, listen, God is intricately involved in your life. He cares about you, loves you, knows that your hair's on your head. He knows everything about you. Listen, nothing escapes his eye. Nothing escapes. Listen, two birds don't fall out of the sky, not out of him knowing, out of his will.
Yeah.
The Bible says out of his will that a bird falls out of the sky, not by accident, but God willed that. He's in charge of everything. So if God allowed it, the victory for Joseph was to realize that, you know what, I'm not going to let this thing squash me down, ruin me, and destroy me, but I'm going to let God do whatever he wants to do through me. And you'll be surprised out of what God will use and who he will use to get to you. And the other thing to pull out of this is the fact that just because somebody's being used today to offend you, just because someone's used today as an instrument, you would say in the enemy's hands, but probably in the Lord's hands, it doesn't feel good, and it may be a little sandpapery. Doesn't mean that God won't use them later for his good and for his glory. So you just got to say, you know what? I'm not going to pass judgment.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put my hand or my mouth on that. Listen, no man can do anything to me outside of what my Father has allowed. So if he's allowed it, then God, you know what? Allow it to mold me, shape me, and bring me to where you want me to be. Listen, if you miss this, you want to make sure that you catch this. Don't let offense take you down. God allowed it. Why? Why be offended?
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.